Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to VH100. So I'm sure y'all are wondering why isn't Easy and Lejeune screaming in my ear like they always do. We wanted to focus this week's podcast to discuss the disturbing news we've been seeing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a person of color, and I will never know what it is to be a black man or woman in America. But being a gay man, I know that feeling of fear and fearing for my life, which is why I empathize so much with my dear friends that I consider my family. Now, to have that feeling 24/7, jogging in your neighborhood, bird watching, or simply just stepping outside of your home does not sit well with me. And that's what's happening on a daily basis for people of color. Now, to the folks who don't understand the protesting and the riots, this has been going on for decades. And the only reason why some justice has been served is because of it going viral. So put yourself in that mind frame. Mm-hmm. Someone that you love so dearly, or better yet, someone that looks like you, has been wrongfully accused of something and their life is taken, but their murderer gets away scot-free. It doesn't sound right. And the only way for you to get any type of justice is the hope of your quote-unquote story going viral. It's just such a shame that as a country, we now have to depend on social media to make things right rather than the justice system. James Baldwin said it best, "How much time do you want for your progress?" It has taken his father's and his mother's time, his time, nieces and nephews, and future generations to come. I can't tell you how beyond disappointed I am in seeing news about George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and the list goes on and on of these senseless acts that have taken away these lives. So we just really need to do better together.
I 100% feel you. And I thank you, you know, for being such a supportive ally and being so vocal about the issue.
Of course.
And, you know, obviously for me as a melanated woman living in America with a father, uncles, cousins, nephews, you know, friends, and ultimately raising a son who is going to grow up and be a black man in America, every time something like this happens, it's both painful, very painful, and it's also a bit traumatic. You know, it's traumatic to see those images and to know that that could very easily be someone that you know and love. And, you know, it could be any one of the people that I just mentioned, you know, and it's a double-edged sword having these images flashed repeatedly, you know, in the media. It's hard to watch. It's traumatic to see. But unfortunately, it seems to be a necessary evil to spread the awareness that is going to lead to actual justice and actionable steps. And we're seeing that it has actually led to activism, as you mentioned, and it's resulted in arrests. And why does it take that to actually have justice served? Yeah. You know, and so, you know,
it's not fair.
It's a lot, and I'm just sending love and light to George Floyd's loved ones, to Ahmaud Arbery's loved ones, Breonna Taylor's loved ones, and unfortunately the list goes on. It's important that we make our voices heard whenever we see injustice, because justice for one is justice for all. And you know, you don't have to be on the front lines to make a difference and to be supportive. And I actually have a coworker, someone that we used to work with at VH1, that mm-hmm. shared something on social media that I wanted to share because it struck me as a perfect example of support and actionable steps. So I just want to share this quickly. He said, I mostly stepped away from social media this week, and I realized that that in itself is a privilege. I questioned the value of posting on social media. I worried that it is a virtue signaling, and without further action, it's just absolved me of feelings of anger, sadness, or guilt, or helplessness. However, my wife and I have had long talks about this week, and both agree that staying quiet is not an option. I refuse to be complicit, and I will use my power and privilege whenever and however I can. That said, I want to make sure that these words and this post are backed up with actions. So when you swipe left, he's listed his actionable steps. Here's where I'm starting. One, redistribute capital. I've set up monthly donations to BLM, Black Lives Matter. Two, make space. I will use my power to be an ally to friends, coworkers, importantly, strangers, and to create space and amplify opportunity. Three, and final, not final, but this is where he's starting, to continue to educate myself. He recognizes that he will never have a complete understanding of the issue, but will continue to read, listen, and engage with diverse voices. So I want to thank Matt Harper for sharing that. And I just wanted to share that to show everyone, you don't have to be out on the front lines to make a difference. And I just want us all to make sure that we're all of our voices are heard and that we're coming together on this.
No, absolutely. And it is very important that we do come together on this, because that whole mentality of, oh, well, this isn't my problem. It's like, yes, it is, because it's a human race problem.
Yeah.
And we really do really need to come together in times like this, because the fact that Lejeune now has to explain to her young son how to go about his life, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
So out of respect, we won't have a typical VH100 podcast this week to honor those who unfortunately lost their lives because the justice system has failed them. Mm-hmm. And this has been an ongoing issue and unfortunately continues to be one.
Yes. And to our family and those listening, you know, please stay safe out there and just continue to spread love and make sure your voices are heard.
Of course. And if you are looking or interested in getting involved or donating, feel free to look at our podcast episode description, and we will talk to everybody soon. Like Lejeune said, stay safe.
Yes, love and light.